Hawaii's high cost of living and low salaries compared to the rest of the country make it difficult for doctors to see Hawaii as an option. Despite the odds, there is one group choosing Hawaii. Dr. Kelly Withy directs the Hawaii Pacific Basin Area Health Education Center.
We are the number one state in retaining our graduates. If they go to both medical school and residency here, so that's the 3 to 5 years after medical school that you have to continue training, we keep 85% of those students. So we're better than anywhere else at keeping them.
But there aren't enough training opportunities in medical school or in residency.
We would have to probably double to triple the size of all the training programs. And the first thing we have to do to be able to do that is get more teachers. So basically, doctors in the community who are willing to teach.
Dr. Withy says Oahu has reached its capacity, but opportunity is ripe on the neighbor islands.
We're going to try and match up teachers with the students. And at the same time, we're going to try and find families to host the students while they're there. And we're going to try and get airfare discounts and car shipping discounts so that we can help all these students afford to do this.
Making it easier for doctors to practice in Hawaii is at the core of solving the state's doctor shortage. The latest physician workforce assessment found the state is short 418 doctors. This doesn't include specialty-specific needs by island, which could mean an extra 200 doctors. So how do we solve that?
There's no silver bullet here. I like to say we need the buckshot approach.
Dr. Withy's office coordinates much of the state's efforts to reduce the doctor shortage, offering mentorships, student loan repayment, continuing education, and more. But she says it's not enough.
It would be great if we could provide some tax relief for doctors and health professionals who set up their own practice. It would be great if we had tax relief for people who were willing to teach. It would be nice if we had some free housing for new doctors, but I don't see that happening when we barely have enough housing as it is. So there's a lot of things that could happen, but there's no one thing that's going to solve the problem.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.